fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone
Ranger,
the Cisco Kid,
the challenge of the Yukon.
Hong King, Hong you Husky.
Have gun, will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Chaser.
The American West.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Bill Hickok!
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns, the only podcast that brings you a daily episode of your Western favorites. My name is Andrew Ryans, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by our members, go to otrwesterns.com to find out more information. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. This is a retro episode. Somehow I miss this episode. It comes from April 18th, 1938, and the title is King of the Country. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Western territory of the United States produced many courageous characters, but none so picturesque and colorful as the masked rider of justice. With his great horse Silver, he fought the forces that threatened the peace of the West. And the people of seven states, even now, repeat the stirring tales of his career. Adventure waits on the trail ahead. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old fellow! Thomas waiting for us in Santos County! We must hurry! Hi-yo, Silver!
As he rode past us, we heard the Lone Ranger say that he was riding to Santurce. Zeke Parsons was the most important man in the county. He owned the largest ranch. He had a general store in town where he made his headquarters. He had been elected both sheriff and postmaster. Most of the powers of the local government were in his hands, and there were few to question his authority. In our first scene, we find Zeke waiting on a customer in his store.
And will there be anything else, Miss Bowman?
Reckon that'll be about all for today, Zeke. Less than you can sell some decent trails for getting from here to Las Vegas.
Might even have them. Only what's anyone want to go to Las Vegas for?
My sister's there. And I want to tell you, Zeke Parsons, it's worth your life to try and get a buckboard through them mud holes.
Oh, just a second, Miss Bowman. Before you leave, I'll see if there's any mail for you. Now, wait a second. I got to get to the postmaster's desk. Keeps me on the jump attending so many jobs. Storekeep, postmaster, sheriff. Hey there! Deputy!
Yes, Zeke?
When you speak to me, call me sheriff.
Yes, sir, sheriff.
Stick around now. I'll want to speak to you as soon as I finish being postmaster and see if there's any mail from Miss Bowman.
Maybe a letter from my sister.
Now, you stay right there, Ben. I want a meeting with you as soon as I'm done being postmaster. Now, let me see. B. Bowman. Here's where there'd be mail for you if there was any, but there ain't.
Shucks. You're just a darn old busybody, Zeke. You know blame well there wasn't no mail. You just like to show off all the jobs you hold.
Ain't no such a thing, Bess Bowman.
Even if there was mail on the morning stage, you wouldn't pass it out till you got through reading what it said. If you find a way to get that trade to Las Vegas fixed, you let me know.
Unappreciating old hen.
Oh, she's right about the trail, though, Zeke.
Deputy, there you go again, calling my first name.
You ain't being sheriff when you're behind the postmaster's desk.
All right, then. All right. Now I ain't behind it. Now I'm at the sheriff's desk, and you sit there. We're having an important meeting. Hold on, Ben. Sorry, Cal. The store's closed.
But I won't...
Store's closed, I say. As storekeep, I ain't in. I'm sheriff now.
Would rat you hide your old windbag? When you get done being sheriff, ask the postmaster when the storekeep will be back so as I can buy me some tobacco.
No, sheriff.
Yeah, now to get to business. I got a paper that I've got to sign. I've been studying up the laws around here, Ben, and found something that'll be a darn slick thing. I'll have some work for you to do.
Serving papers I get paid to serve?
Just so. I got to sign this paper. It's been waiting for my signing for the past 2 days.
What's the paper mean?
Well, Ben, you heard what Miss Bowman said about the trails and roads around here, didn't you?
Yeah, she's right.
There ain't a worse string of mud holes in the country than what's called road in Santuas County. They gotta be fixed.
That costs money. The county's blame near broke.
I know.
Sheriff, you find too blame many things for the county to spend money for, and his storekeeper, you sell the sheriff all the things he needs.
Ain't none of your affair. Now about this paper.
Yeah? What about it?
This here paper, Ben, will fix up all the roads in the county and fix them without the county spending any money.
Land sake, Zeke,
Sheriff?
Oh, Sheriff, drat it. How'll paper fix up roads? It takes dirt and men to shovel it.
That's what this here paper will bring. You're going to serve this paper on all the able-bodied citizens in this county.
Yeah?
It's a thing called a writ, and it calls for all patriotic, able-bodied citizens in the county to work on them roads for no wages.
You mean you...
I mean I can make these here loafers around town work for the government and work for nothing.
Is it legal?
Sure it is. All signed and sealed and witnessed.
Yeah? Who done all that?
I did it. As postmaster and storekeep, I witnessed the paper that I drew up as sheriff. And if that ain't legal, I don't know what is.
And I get money for serving it?
That's right.
Maybe I'd best take along a gun, huh, Sheriff?
As sheriff, I'm taking my gun along to support you. I got a list of names from the postmaster, and we'll start out right now.
Who'll be the first?
Reckon the nearest one. Come on.
All right.
We'll drop in on Lige across the street there.
When do I get that money?
When the work's all done. There's Lige now. Lige Cummins!
Yeah? What are you after?
I want to talk to you a couple of minutes.
Yeah? What is? Postmaster or...
Sheriff! Can't you see my badge? My deputy has a paper to serve on you. Go on, Ben.
What's it mean? You know I can't read without my specs.
Shut up and listen. You can't read anyhow. Read it to him, deputy.
Yeah. It starts out in the name
of... Never mind all that. That's just legal introduction. I'll tell you what it says. Lige Cummins, you're ordered to work on the county roads. You're to report to work at 5 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning.
You can't do that, Sheriff. I got my fields to watch.
I said my say. This here's a legal document, and I aim to stand by it. Read section 218, part 5 of the statutes of Santuas County.
What are you paying for the job?
This here's government work. It don't pay nothing.
No pay, and I don't work, Sheriff Parsons.
Now listen here to me. You're a decent, law-abiding citizen with a wife and family, ain't you?
Yeah, but
you respect the demands of the law, don't you?
Yeah, sure thing.
All right, then. This paper's legal, and my deputy will back me in carrying it out. You show up for work or go to jail. If you resist arrest when we come to jail you, then you get legal lead where it won't do you no good. Come on, Ben. We got more calls to make.
Zeke soon had every able-bodied man in town working on the county roads. They protested, but the law clearly stated their labor could be demanded as a substitute for taxes. But Zeke was made overconfident by the success of his scheme and went still further. He used the men to improve his private property, and we see them now as they grade Zeke's private road.
I tell you, Sam, 'tain't right, that's all. We've been slaving for Zeke over a month now.
Can't I tell how long we worked by the blisters on my hands? I'm a hard-working man, but I never done such steady work as this.
We gotta do something about it.
What can we do? The jail's filled up right now with men that didn't feel like working.
I know. And if a man ain't the cash to pay for his grub while he's jailed, he don't eat.
Well, look at the road we're building. Fine as any road in the state, and it's private for Zeke Parsons.
Next thing we know, we'll be painting his house.
That's a good idea.
Huh? Oh, sakes alive, the sheriff.
Maybe you will paint my house for me. That shack could stand.
Now, look here, Sheriff. There's a limit to what you can do.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is. Maybe the law states that you can make us work on county work for no pay, but I'm darned if it states you can make us work for you personal.
That's just how I feel.
Listen to me, you two smart mavericks. You're working at what you're told, savvy?
And what if we don't?
My deputy here will see that...
Ben can't do nothing.
All right, Lige. You really want to know what'll happen to you if you get hard to handle?
You can't jail me. The jail's filled up right now.
I won't need to jail you. All I'll have to do is write that brother of yours and tell him that you can support him if he comes here.
How'd you know my brother's wanting to come here?
Don't I see all the mail?
Read through the envelope, sir.
Sure. And I seen where he writ you and seen where you writ him and told him you was starving here like he was in St. Louis.
I will be if you don't let me get back to my own place and do some work.
You just keep right on working here.
Now, Zeke,
You, Sam, how'd you like me to send word to Pecos that you're here?
Huh?
I seen where your pard there wrote and said the law still wanted you.
Reading my mail, too. Why, you ornery.
Now, just you two keep working like you're doing. The harder you work, the sooner you get to finish and go back to your own places. Ben, if any others get ready to rise up and defy the law, I got ways of handling them just like we handle these hombres.
Yes, sir.
One thing more we gotta do. I found out about some new men that come to town.
Doggone cuss, Sam. He's got us where he wants us.
Ain't he, though?
I know what I'll do, doggone it. I'll find out if this is the law.
How?
I'll write the United States Marshal.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were camped not far from the town. Both the masked man and his Indian friend had learned of the conditions in San Luis County.
So you managed to get work with the others, Tonto?
Not easy.
How do the men feel?
Feller's plenty mad. Maybe make trouble soon.
That's what I was afraid of.
Some feller write government.
When did they write?
Put letter in mail sunup.
If the government doesn't put a stop to Sheriff Parsons' work, the men are likely to rebel and kill him.
That right.
They'll see no other way to free themselves from slavery.
Sheriff got plenty money.
And these other poor men are hard-pressed to earn a living. Yet they must neglect their own land to work on the sheriff's. Yet Kemosabe, Zeke Parsons does make a good sheriff.
Him good till him go loco.
Power. That's what has spoiled him.
Him want everyone like slave.
Power spoils so many good men, but perhaps the sheriff can still be saved.
What you do?
Those men, Tonto, are going to be paid for all the work they've done for Sheriff Parsons. You said there were several letters mailed to the government.
That right.
Those letters should be sent east on the stage at sundown.
Uh-huh.
Very well, Kemosabe. It's almost sundown.
What do?
Here, Silver. Get your horse.
Here, white feller.
Help me with the saddle. We're going to take a hand in county affairs.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to a place where the stagecoach must pass. Meanwhile in town, Zeke Parsons and his deputy Ben stood beside the stage while it was being loaded with its cargo of mail.
You got everything now. Good trip to you.
Thank you, Zeke. We won't have no trouble.
There now, Ben. I'm done being postmaster. I can be sheriff again.
Being sheriff pays right well these days, Zeke.
By the time I'm done, I'll have my ranch fixed up better than any place in the state.
You have trouble, though, Zeke. Boys are getting awful hard for me to handle.
Yeah? Well, I can handle them.
You can't handle them if they put 6-gun lets, are you?
They wouldn't dare do that.
You don't know what they'll do. Of course, by going through the mail, you got something to hold over almost every man's head.
I'd call that downright good sense.
There's a lot of talk about them writing to the government about the way you're doing things around here.
Let them write.
But maybe you ain't right about the way you figured out the law.
And between the two of us, I ain't no right to work them on my own place. But what the government don't know won't hurt them. And none of the critters around here can read the law.
Stage is about to go.
So long, Sheriff. So long, Ben. So long. Get up, man.
Letters from the men you're making slaves of.
Oh, no, there ain't, Ben.
What do you mean, there ain't?
You don't think I'd let them critters write to the government, do you?
You mean?
I mean, every doggone letter they put in the mail is still right here in town.
You didn't send them out?
Being postmaster as well as sheriff has a sight of advantages. Ben, I'm boss of this county. And I'm going to stay so.
Yeah?
I'm going to have every man in the county taking orders from me. I'm boss, you see. Top hand. I'm going to be just like a king before I'm done.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Zeke Parsons discovered a county law that gave him authority to force the citizens to work upon the roads without pay. However, he employed them not only upon county projects, but upon his private property as well. When the men protested, he used information he'd gathered in his capacity of postmaster to force their silence. When complaints were addressed to the U.S. Marshal, he kept the letters from the mails. But the Lone Ranger had thought of a plan to correct these conditions. We see him as he rides with Tonto toward the trail followed by the eastbound stage.
Here, stage trail. Nip past sundown.
The stage leaves Santos at sundown.
That's right.
It should be long here soon. We'll wait right here. Go, boy. Tonto, we're going to be highwaymen. Punishment if our plan goes wrong is death.
That's right.
And unlike real highwaymen, we can't shoot to defend ourselves. I don't like this way of doing things.
You not do wrong.
I hope the stagecoach driver and guard believe that. There it comes.
Huh?
Wait. I'm going to unload my guns.
Oh. What do that for?
You'll see.
Maybe them shoot you.
Steady, boy. That's a chance we'll take. Get ready, Tonto.
Be ready.
Hold up there! A sticker!
Break! Stop! Over!
Over! Over!
Travel far after this stick-up, mister.
We'll see about that.
What's more, you're wasting your time. We ain't nothing on board.
You've all that I want. Where's the bag of mail from Santos?
Find it for yourself.
I won't never forget them two white horses. If you aim to live, you better drill a stranger.
Yeah, because if you don't, you'll swing.
We'll find the mail from Santos.
Me find them.
You'll be sorry for this.
Look here, mister. Leave the mail alone, and we won't say a word about this stick-up.
Say all you want about it.
Yeah?
Here.
mail.
Throw it down to the ground. Hold those horses steady, driver.
Oh. Me open sack.
Keep these men guarded while I take a look in that sack.
Me watch them.
Driver, you can go on your way now if you want to. But if you'll wait just a minute, you can take this sack along with you. I'm not after any of the mail. I want to see if certain letters are here.
Who the Sam Hill are you?
You don't seem like ornery outlaws. What are you after?
Keep them covered, Tonto.
You watch them.
Tonto!
Well, we know the name of the engine anyhow.
They won't get far without being caught.
And a few pieces of mail from Parsons' post office. Here, I'll toss the sack back where it came from. That's all we want.
You mean we're free to go?
Yes. There's several $1,000 in cash aboard that stage, isn't there,
well,
driver?
How'd you know?
But I'm not taking it. Instead, I'm giving you something. As soon as I'm aboard my horse...
Say, who are you?
This is the gun I stopped you with. Look here.
His gun ain't loaded.
Wait before you draw. Here are the bullets from my gun. Take them and examine them. Come, Tonto.
Hi-yo, Silver!
The man in the back. I never in all my days of stagecoaching seen a man like that.
Hey, these bullets he tossed up here. Take a look at them.
Huh?
Silver. Solid silver.
Silver bullets?
He called his horse Silver.
And Tonto, the engine. Leaping catfish. That ain't no highwayman. Get them horses going. We got to get to the next town. Wait till the boys hear that we were stopped by the Lone Ranger.
Here! Get up there!
The masked man and Tonto left the bewildered crew of the stage and raced toward town. The Lone Ranger's investigation of the mail sacks had given him all the information he needed.
Zeke Parsons should be in the general store right now, Tonto.
Him there in evening.
Yes, and I want to talk to him alone.
What Tonto do?
Call Elijah and Sam and every other man you can locate. Tell them not to start trouble yet. Tell them they'll be paid for all they've done for Sheriff Parsons.
Them not believe that.
Bring them to the sheriff's office in the general store.
All fellas?
Yes. Give me 10 minutes with the sheriff, and I'll bring him to our way of thinking. Tell every man in town to come to the store tonight. Come on, Silver!
The men forced to slave for the sheriff decided to defy him. The situation they had decided called for a desperate remedy. We see Lige and a group of his companions as they meet in the home of one of their number.
I ain't a man to go for violence, boys. But look at my place. There ain't a lick of work been done there for the past month.
Mine's the same.
We all know how the sheriff's keeping us working for him.
One kind of threat after another.
But I read the government.
So did I, Jack. But I don't figure it'll do no good.
Why, Warren?
Because Sheriff Parsons is postmaster. He'll know what them letters mean. He won't let them be sent out.
Things has come to a fine pass when even the mails ain't safe.
Hey, Lige! Boys!
You bust yourself. Just sit down quiet and join the meeting, Cal.
Ain't you heard? There's an engine. A man done a couple of days' work on the sheriff's place. He's calling for everyone to go to the store.
Sit down and be quiet. We're going there all right enough and plenty soon. We're just fixing to hold a quick trial there with Zeke Parsons, a prisoner.
Trial? Yeah, and we're going to find him guilty of something and hang the coyote.
Murder?
Ain't no other way. If we defy him open, he'll send some of us to counties where the law wants us. He'll send for folks we don't want to locate us. He'll make no end of trouble. We got to capture him, try him, convict him, and hang him.
Yes, sir.
How's the Redskin?
You come, sir. Sheriff there.
We're going. We got to discuss things first.
You come now. Sheriff pay you. Pay for all work.
What?
Pay us?
With what?
Him pay cash. You come. See.
The Redskin must be loco. Nothing but a miracle would make that tight-fisted old galoot pay cash.
You come.
We may as well go.
We gotta go there anyhow.
If there's any chance the engine's talking true...
We'll go find out. Come on, boys.
Tonto rode from one small ranch to another, leaving the same message with every man he found. In the meantime, Zeke Parsons and his deputy, unaware of the storm that was being prepared, sat in the store.
I'll take care of you all right, Ben. When my ranch is all fixed like I wanted, I'll have the men do some work for you.
I'd appreciate that no end, Zeke.
Sure, I'll help you out.
But the only thing I...
Well?
Only thing is, ain't we going pretty far?
What do you mean?
Well, this ain't a slave state. And if it was, we couldn't take men like we done and put them...
I'll handle this county. I told you I was powerful. They won't dare defy me.
Oh, Zeke, ain't you letting your success go to your head a little bit?
No, I...
Yes, you are.
What?
I'm Mask Man.
Sit right where you are.
Put down them guns. Put them down, I say. Who are you that you dare come here with a mask and throw a brace of six guns on me?
I'm here to investigate the mail.
What?
And to tell you a few things about the law you didn't know, Zeke Parsons.
I'm the law.
Yes, and you're also the postmaster. You're also a wealthy rancher and a storekeeper.
I just...
You have too many things, Zeke. That's why I'm here. Perhaps I'll not send for the United States Marshal, but if you don't do just what I say, I surely will.
Oh, sakes alive.
Now, stay right where you are while I look in this box. You use this for waste paper, don't you?
You...
Keep still. If I don't find the letters here, I'll have to look further. Here's one of them. Is this the way the postmaster handles the mail?
He's found them letters.
I told you to burn them, and you said it weren't necessary.
I didn't get around to it.
First, I'm going to speak to you, Sheriff Parsons.
I wish you'd put them guns down.
Well, the postmaster at Santos, which is in your county, has robbed the United States mail.
No, she...
Letters written and paid for by citizens have not been handled by the postmaster.
But, Dad, ratted...
Furthermore, the postmaster is guilty of reading the mail and passing confidential information concerning citizens to the sheriff.
But gosh darn it, Zeke is the postmaster.
I know that.
Now you look
You
here.
Listen.
But I...
The marshal will come in this town and order the arrest of the postmaster.
But I...
As sheriff, you can't defend the action of the postmaster. He's been untrue to his trust. He's divulged information.
I never told no one a blame
thing. Isn't it true that you kept men working because of information you learned from the letters?
Oh, well, I didn't tell no
one... The postmaster got the information that the sheriff acted on. When the marshal comes, you'll be ordered to put the postmaster under arrest.
But I can't. I'm him.
Zeke's him.
If the sheriff won't make the arrest, he'll lose his post and be replaced. Perhaps by his top deputy.
Me?
Then you'd have to jail the postmaster.
Now look here, mister. Seems you like you know a heap of law.
There are laws in the country to protect the citizens. Sheriff, you are right in having the trails repaired. It isn't too much to ask men who can't pay taxes to give some of their time. That far, you've proved yourself a worthwhile sheriff. But success went to your head.
Now, you see, Zeke.
You've been greedy, selfish, eager for more power. You've gone too far. So far that you're heading for jail and you can't escape. Imagine what a jury made up of men in town would do to you.
Oh, my sakes alive, Zeke. They'll likely hang you.
Robbing the mail alone is enough.
Now, wait. What can be proved?
Those men would never have worked for you if you hadn't used information from the postmaster's job to force them to stay. Every man on road work will be a witness against you. Every man on the jury will be a witness.
He's right as rain, Zeke. I said all along that
you... There's one escape for you. I'm giving you a chance to make good. When I leave here, I'm going after the U.S. Marshal.
You want money? Is that what you want?
I don't want your money. But there are some debts you'll have to pay. As Zeke Parsons, owner of the ranch, you'll have to pay those men who have been working for you. In that way, they can't testify against you in your trial.
Someone coming.
Those are your workers coming for the pay.
But it'll most bust me, all that cash.
You wanted all that work done in your ranch. If you couldn't afford it, you shouldn't have had it done. The work is finished, though, and you'll pay for it. Think it over and decide before those men come here.
Oh, all right, Father. Oh.
Are they coming for the pay?
Now, them come for money. Maybe come for lynching.
I've seen Zeke. He's considering right now.
Huh?
We'll step over the side here. Come on, Tonto.
Hey there, Zeke. Open up. We aim to speak with you.
We come for our money.
We want our pay.
Pay up, you coyote.
I wonder what his decision will be.
Boys! Quiet down now. Quiet down. Zeke wants to speak with you.
Yes? Listen here. I had more darn business than I could handle. Now, first off, I'm resigning as the postmaster. Because as sheriff, I figure the postmaster ain't as capable as he should be. We're electing a new postmaster. Then I'm quitting the job of sheriff because I got too much work to do to handle my store and show a profit. You can elect Ben the new sheriff.
He ain't able to pay us at all.
He's scheming some more.
I said nothing but a miracle will make him pay.
Let's get it.
Hold on, Judge. I ain't done talking yet. The reason I won't have time for my official job is because I got to work on my ranch. I done more improving than I should have. And by the time I paid you for your work, I'll be near broke.
You're going to pay us in cash?
Sure. Sure I am, boys. You don't think I'd try to make slaves of you, do you?
Well, I'll be hung.
Hooray! He's going to give us a hand cash.
That's what them feller want, eh?
Hi-yo! Come on, there, Silver, old fellow. There's trouble with
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.